Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Sterling from MagicRelationship.net and MagicRelationship.com. And tonight I am incredibly excited about this couple that we are going to interview about a very relevant subject. And as most of you know who are listening that have gone through my survey, one of the biggest issues that comes up is jealousy and how it can wreck relationships. Now, I met the speakers tonight. Actually, we didn't physically meet, but we were both part of a program where we were talking about relationships and money, which is a big topic right now, and how to handle money issues. And then I started to look at all of the people that were filling out information or requesting more information about jealousy. And so I got a hold of Susie and Otto Collins and said, why don't we do a call? And so tonight's call is all about jealousy. What is it? How do you deal with it? What do you do to overcome it? Now, our speakers have written a bunch about relationships. Jealousy isn't their only thing. It's just one of their major things. They've got programs called Should You Stay or Should You Go? No More Jealousy, How to Heal a Broken Heart, Stop Talking on Eggshells, and Relationship Trust Turnaround, and a bunch of other things. So why don't I just bring you guys on? Are you there, Susie and Otto?
We're here, Paul.
We're here.
So tell me a little bit more about how you got into this area of relationships. How did you become relationship trainers?
The short version of how we got into becoming relationship coaches and trainers and teaching people about relationship ideas is we were in our relationships prior to us getting together. Susie was married to someone else for 30 years. I was married to someone else for 15 years. And after those relationships ended, then Susie and I got together not too long after that, and we decided we didn't want to have relationships that were like what we had before. We wanted to learn to do it differently. And like a lot of people, Paul, we at that point hadn't studied relationships. We hadn't really figured out how to make this thing work, at least at the level that we wanted. And so totally independent of each other, we started reading books and studying and attending seminars. And then when we got together, we decided, okay, we're really going to be conscious about this and determine, you know, figure out how we're going to make this work, how we're going to create something really special between the two of us. And lo and behold, after we got together, people started asking us, well, you two have something special, or so it seems. How do you do that? And so we started talking to people about it. People started asking us to give actually a talk or two here and there. And that was about the time that the Internet was really starting to get going a little bit. So we decided, well, we'll put up a website. And that started turning into newsletters and coaching and books. And we also started taking training from a lot of well-known teachers of relationship coaching and so forth. And so not only did we continue to study constantly about all sorts of relationship issues, but we continue to get training. And so we combine our own practical experience and our own practical knowledge. And you know, this is what we do for fun, actually, is we dissect relationships, not just our own, but everybody else's. And, you know, it's our passion is not only in our own relationship of how can we create something even more special than we have, because that's what our focus is. Our relationship is the most important thing to us, and we want to help other people do this. So that's the short version in about a minute and a half of how we got into this. And Susie, I don't know if you want to talk about how we got into the topic of jealousy, but you know, like you, Paul, it was people sort of raising their hand and saying, I've got jealousy issues, trust issues. How do I deal with it? And so that's how we got into helping folks with jealousy. So we ended up creating a course. No More Jealousy is the course that we created. And, of course, we've created things on trust building and communication and a lot of other topics, too. But this is such a big issue that we've got a lot of folks that come to our websites and take advantage of our materials and coaching on jealousy.
So let me hear a tiny bit from you, Susie, because a lot of people, they may study a book or two, but they don't actually go out and decide to make a career out of helping people transform their relationships. So, Susie, what's your little quick take on it?
Well, I'll talk just a little bit about how we got into teaching and helping others with jealousy. We actually lived through it. Otto and I, there's 16 years difference between the two of us, okay? I'm older. And when we got together, I was jealous. You know, I'd never really been jealous before, but at the beginning of our relationship, I would worry about, you know, younger women and how Otto would pay so much attention to other women, as far as he's the kind of person that he really likes to one-on-one really connect with somebody. Doesn't matter whether it's male or female. He just likes to connect with someone, and I wasn't used to that. It was like, wait a minute, you know, what's he doing? He's supposed to connect with me. So we would go out to these different, you know, like gatherings, parties, things like that, and I would be jealous. And I would get angry. I never threw a fit in front of people, but I was hurt.
She was the silent type, at least at parties and picnics.
And so what our course, No More Jealousy, actually comes from is how we work through this and how I learned to ask for what I want, because what it came down to was that we were both working full-time jobs at the time separately, and I wanted more time with him. I wanted to be with him more. And I when I saw him getting into intense conversation with someone, I wanted that intense conversation. I missed that. So when I started talking about what I wanted in a way that was connecting with him, then that's when we started to figure out how we could do this better. And Otto was open to, how can I support you when we're going out places? How can I support you? And I said, well, you know, if you just come around every now and then and just maybe put your arm around me or hold my hand or just so that I know that you're thinking about me, or just look across the room at me, make eye contact. And he said, sure, I can do that. And so we created agreements. We learned how to create agreements and how to deal with those kinds of situations. Now those situations don't bother me at all. But it was really a good training ground, because I knew how it feels to be jealous. I know the crazy thoughts that people think when they're jealous.
Well, I'm going to have you continue here in a second, but before that, let's actually hear your definition of jealousy, because I know from personal experience jealousy can range from mild anxiety to lying on the bed in the fetal position, not able to breathe, and your heart pounds. So
Yes, absolutely, and all of the above.
Right. So what actually is jealousy? Who wants to, do you want to continue to run with that, Susie, or Otto, whoever? What is jealousy?
Well, the kinds of things, Paul, that you're describing, you know, the different gyrations, that's what I call them, gyrations that people go through, that's really what happens as a result of jealousy coming up. So that's not actually what I would call a definition of jealousy, but that's how it manifests. People call their partner 12 times a day. They're constantly emailing, texting. They're driving by their partner's apartment or their workplace, or, you know, checking their cell phone records, or, you know, things like that. Those are the kind of things that happen. That's not actually the definition, at least according to us, of jealousy. And, you know, we're not somebody that's going to give you a clinical definition of jealousy, but our definition of jealousy is that it's about real and imagined fears. And the real unimagined fears that we're talking about is, at least as far as intimate relationships, and of course jealousy can play out in any kind of relationship, whether it's an intimate relationship or a marriage, or whether it's a work relationship, whether it's even a relationship with your kids or coworkers or any kind of relationship, it can play out that way. But we teach primarily about intimate relationships. And so the fears that we're talking about that are real and or imagined, that's the sort of the place, the sort of jumping off point. And the imagined fears are primarily things like, he's going to leave me for someone else more beautiful. She's going to find someone else more appealing, someone else that can, you know, better take care of her and the kids. You know, that person that I see on television, they're so much more beautiful than me. You know, he's paying too much attention to that other woman at the bar, or, you know, he's, you know, giving the, you know, the you know, extended looks, or he's paying too much attention to this woman, maybe at church or wherever. So it manifests so many different places. Then that's sort of the imagined thing. Nothing's really going on, but that's one of the ways that jealousy comes up. The second way is there really is something that actually is going on. And the something that's going on usually is some type of infidelity, some type of affair. And very often it could be just simply that person wants more of their time. Susie was talking about that a few minutes ago. But a lot of times it's infidelity, it's affairs, and the person in the relationship knows about it, and they are not in a place where they're considering leaving the relationship. There's no ultimatums to that person, but they're extremely jealous because they know that they're spending the time that they want to be spending with their partner with someone else.
And jealousy can be very, very normal. I mean, it can be that it's a jealous response is a normal response to something that's happening. We're not saying that it's abnormal, but when it becomes a problem in a situation, like Otto was saying, that someone, the partner, isn't doing anything, and this jealousy, these imagined fears keeps coming up and up and up, that's when it's a problem. And at the very opposite end of that scale is the violent jealousy that can really, you know, be a clinical kind of psychotic situation. But what we're talking about are these situations where mainly either something is going on and you're feeling jealous, or from past experiences, you've got this habitual way of thinking, and it seeps into a new relationship and causes, like you said, terror.
You know, we hear it so often is, you know, people talk about, you know, I get so actually physically ill, sick to my stomach when I think about the possibility of my partner being with someone else. Or they run all kinds of scenarios in their mind about how they might be on their lunch break with someone from work or a client or who knows what. But they continue to play through these dramas that they create in their mind. And a lot of times they have nothing to do with reality. Sometimes they do, but that's sort of, you know, how jealousy manifests and what it is. And hopefully that gives you a better idea. Did that cover it?